Is normally called Good Shepherd Sunday. It has also been designated the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. We are enjoined to work and pray for vocations to the permanent diaconate, the priesthood, and consecrated religious life. From Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, all of you know that when you apply for a job or attempt to change your vocation or position, you must always ask about the pay and the benefits. What's the salary going to be? What are the benefits? Life insurance, health insurance, sick leave, and vacation time. So I thought, as today is the National Day of Prayer for Vocations, it might be a good time to talk about the pay and benefits of a priest. Now, why might I do that? Well, while over the years, the parish has produced a good number of vocations to the priesthood, notably Monsignor Harris, Father Trapp, and of course, Father Fry, we currently have no one on the poster of seminarians. When you consider the size of our parish and the many blessings that our Lord has bestowed upon us, we certainly should have some men on that poster at all times. I am convinced it is likely that other boys and young men in our parish are receiving a call to be a priest, and I want to make sure that they're fully aware of all of the pay and benefits of being a priest. As a diocesan priest, we make promises of a simple life, celibacy and obedience. Here in Charleston, we receive a monthly stipend of about $3,000 a month, plus Social Security, a retirement contribution, health insurance, and access to a 403B. When I was in seminary at St. Mary's in Houston, they were establishing a new ordinariate for Episcopalian and Anglican ministers who wished to become Catholic. One of my professors, one of my favorite professors, Monsignor Jeffrey Steenson, was working out the compensation for these men who would soon be Catholic priests. One day in class, I was surprised to hear him say that we priests in Charleston have one of the best compensation packages of all the dioceses in the United States. But that being said, you don't answer the call to being a priest because of the money. But I wanted to talk about the benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What are some of the benefits that come with being a priest? Allow me to talk about just some of them. As a priest, I have the great joy of baptizing babies, young boys and girls, and adults, bringing them into the kingdom of God. I experience the deep joy of the family members present. One time when I was at Resurrection Catholic Church in Houston, Texas, which is the poorest parish in the whole city, as a deacon, I baptized 17 babies on a Saturday all by myself. For me, that record has not been broken. When I was at Our Lady of Peace, I was thrilled to baptize, confirm, and give the Holy Eucharist to a man who came to us from the Islamic faith. What a conversion, what a great thrill that was for me. When God called me to be a priest, he impressed upon me that I would be an agent of reconciliation. When I was at St. Mary's in Georgetown, in a 2 to 3 day period, I heard confessions from people who had been away from the church for 10, 20, 40, and 50 years. That was in 3 day period. God used me to bring them back to Christ and his church. I have been in the confessional when men and women, crushed by an overwhelming load of sin, are freed and forgiven, and they can stand up straight again and begin to live a new life in Christ. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. As a priest, I get to see men and women begin the RCIA process. I see them come in with all kinds of questions and concerns, not sure what they're really going to do. And then, through the work of the Holy Spirit, I get to see the light come on. They get it, and they want to embrace the fullness of the Catholic faith. After Mass, as I greet the faithful, I get to see all the beautiful children. I get to hug them, bless them with a cross on their foreheads. And most of the time, I get a smile from the babies. And they go home with their parents, who get to change their diapers. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. We are blessed to have a school here at St. Mary's. I love our children. It is so rich to be able to offer Mass for them. You know, I tell people that it's impossible for me to have a bad day here at St. Mary's. All I have to do is walk out on the playground and they yell at me, "Hey, Father, how are you?" My spirit is uplifted and renewed immediately. Had a young girl tell me from our school, she said, "Father, you're the best priest ever." Well, that may not be true, but she said that to me, and it's a wonderful thing. And the Eucharist, the immense joy of offering Mass for the faithful. God uses my hands, my imperfect mind, my body and soul to confect the Eucharist. And then I get to place the host on your hands or on your tongue. And I get to see your eyes of faith. You see, you cannot see your own eyes as you come up for communion, but I can. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And of course, life on this earth does not last forever. I'm frequently called to bedsides to hear confessions, offer the sacrament of the sick, and give out viaticum. And usually I sing one of the great hymns of the church for them. I'm always conscious that I need to do my best for them, for they will soon see Jesus. And sometimes people get tangled up in marriages that do not and will not work, and then they get married without a decree of nullity. Then I get to work with them through the diocese to seek a decree of nullity, that they might be properly married in the church and receive all the sacraments and blessings of our wonderful church. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. And the weddings. We had one this afternoon. We do about 10 to 15 weddings each year here at St. Mary's, sometimes more. Each couple's story is unique and special. Many of them are situations where the couple just married civilly or they were not married at all, but they desire to get right with God. I put them through a process of marriage preparation. They go to confession, and then I hear them exchange consent at a nuptial mass or a liturgy. What a great joy to look in their eyes at the wedding and then later to see them as they receive the Eucharist for the first time in many years. In Georgetown, where I was at St. Mary, Our Lady of Ransom, I did the marriage preparation for an Army staff sergeant and his fiancée. I will never forget their wedding. Because he was in the Army, all his groomsmen were Army non-commissioned officers. So I was up in front in the church during the wedding. When his best man came up, and of course I had the groom standing right next to me, the best man comes up, and he's a big, burly, tough Army NCO. And as he got up to the groom, he leaned in close and said in a command voice, looking at his friend, "Don't cry." The rest of the groomsmen came in, and one by one, all the bridesmaids. Finally, they opened the doors to the back of the church, and he saw his bride for the very first time, and he began to weep, big, big crocodile tears. He even pulled out this colored handkerchief to catch all the tears. What a great joy to experience. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When I was a layman in Anderson, South Carolina, I can recall feeling that I was being called to the priesthood, but not having the nerve to answer the call. Then one day I heard my pastor pray for those in the parish who are being called to the priesthood that they might have the courage to answer. That prayer really spoke to me. So my message to all the boys and young men here, and to those of you who will pass this message on to the young men and boys, Consider the unbelievable benefits of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. If God is calling you to be a priest, have the courage and answer the call. Do not be afraid. Our Lord will lead you, and He will provide for you. And to the girls and young ladies here present, God may very well be calling you to religious life as a sister or as a nun. If He is, do not be afraid. Say yes to our Lord. And yes, we may have four deacons here. I don't have one here tonight, but usually I do. We may have four deacons here, but there's room here for more. Talk to our permanent deacons and ask them about the diaconate program. As a young man finishes high school and heads out into the world, there is always a fork in the road. There's a decision that has to be made. And the decision is not, should I go to Clemson or USC? Or should I enter the military? Or should I learn how to be an electrician? Or should I be a doctor or a teacher? No, that fork in the road for all young men should be, is God calling me to be a good and faithful husband, or is He calling me to be a good and faithful priest? That's the fork in the road. That should be the first fork for all young men. In our gospel for today, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." We need faithful men to answer God's call to be priests, that they might lay down their lives for the sheep, for God's flock. May our boys and young men hear the call and answer.